The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Brand new Demi Lovato. Ooh, that's nice. Ooh, that's nice. World premiere right there. No one else in the world heard it until right now when we did it.
Nobody?
Maybe.
Well, except for when they world premiered it last night.
And the video's
and
out.
And I think there's like 1,000 other stations.
Like millions of
other
views.
Than that.
Yeah, but
we're
that's
the
a
ones.
Small group. Yeah.
We're
yeah.
the ones. Millions. The song is called I Love Me. I do that sometimes. Where do you guys do that? Love yourself.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Graham, where do you go to love yourself?
Wherever the best internet access is in my house.
Oh, it's all about the internet.
Yeah, it's usually internet related.
I don't really need that. I just need one Highlights magazine.
Really?
Are those for kids?
Yeah.
Oops.
Why
was that the first thing that popped in?
Say what?
Sorry.
Yeah. Not Highlights. No.
Say what?
I don't know why I get turned on trying to, you know, circle the pocket knife. Does Highlights, you like try to find stuff in the tree?
That sometimes,
that
yeah.
Look at a
There's
box
different
of Girl
activities
Scout cookies,
in there.
You sicko.
No, not. Okay, do you have a box?
Yeah, I got
hey!
A couple.
Say what?
Stop.
On a Friday.
Yeah.
Come on now, I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
Natasha's still out really, really, really sick. Let's do the 100 question game. It's going to be Selena versus Graham. I'm thinking of something. They will ask up to 100 questions. When they have it officially, I guess they'll say, my guess is two wrong, they're out.
Is it coronavirus related?
No.
Do you eat it?
Graham, great question.
Is it a vegetable?
Well, great question, but you didn't answer it.
Give me time. We don't have to rush this. You do eat it.
Oh.
Is it a vegetable?
Nope.
Do you grow it?
No.
Is it meat?
Is it hot?
They could be. Most are cold. Another great question by this guy over here. Most are cold. I like mine cold.
Wait, do you drink it?
No.
Is it round?
No.
Is it...
With milk a lot? Or as you call it,
my guess is cookies.
Nope.
Is it a sweet?
A lot of it is if you do a sugary in a box of them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Is it a type of cookie?
No.
Is it a wafery?
No.
I don't know if that was a question.
A box?
Is it wafery?
A box of what? And Graham likes it with milk. So do I. I mean, of course. You don't eat this without milk.
Is it a type of cracker?
No.
Is it chocolatey?
No, it's cereal, guys.
Oh.
So I had to jump in. Because some people that don't like the game, they're like, oh, God, it's going on too long. So neither of you get a point.
God,
it is
so
National
stupid.
Cereal
that
Day.
That was the easiest one ever.
Yeah. So easy.
I have just a short list of the least popular cereals. It says here, sharded wheat.
Is that, I think you might have read.
Crispy wheats and coronavirus. Also, honey bunches of pubes. I have the next one here.
I like the third one, but the others sound gross.
Thinking of another one.
Say what?
You guys go ahead and start asking your questions. This is a tough one.
Is this one virus related?
No.
Is this one edible?
No.
Do you wear this?
It's definitely on people. It's on ya.
But is
people that have it. I don't have it, but it's on a lot of dudes.
It's something you're born with?
Some girls. No, it's not going to happen until later in life.
My guess is her.
Nope.
Is it something you contract?
No.
Oh.
You need testosterone to start getting.
Is it on
my guess is muscles.
No.
Is it on your face?
It's on your face. Yes.
Oh, my guess is a mustache.
Graham got it.
Oh, yes. I was going to say beard.
At thejvshow.com.
Some women get it.
Yeah. Puma has released a new shoe. It's a Storm Adrenaline. Have you guys seen it?
No.
No.
It's really interesting. Hopefully Natasha has it up at thejvshow.com. And when you set your shoes out side by side, both of them look like a picture of Hitler.
What the hell?
Yeah.
On purpose?
I think it was an accident, but it definitely, it's got like, oh, his hairdo and his mustache right there and everything.
What?
Selena's checking
to
see if it's up. You got, okay, Selena has
it. It's not at thejvshow.com yet, but I managed to find
Natasha,
the picture.
Natasha, are you at home hearing this?
Just for studio purposes.
It does, right?
It does.
Why?
You would have to take those back.
But didn't anybody look at the picture of the shoe from the top?
You would think they would. Like, look at them first. And what size do you think is the most offensive?
Nine.
Yes.
Say what?
Say what?
I'm thinking of another one. What's the score anyway? Oh, yeah, Graham.
One to zero. Okay, can you eat this?
Yes. Selena, I'm looking
Great
at
question.
You. Great question.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Is it a dessert?
That was a yes.
Selena.
Oh, my God.
Great question.
Yes.
Is
it round?
Not Not
do
really.
Do you take a slice of it?
No slices.
Is it something that you love?
Is it cold?
I love
it. Ice cream.
I got it.
No,
I got
it louder.
I don't.
And,
I got
and
it.
First.
I don't know who got that one.
I
Selena
got it.
Did.
To the
we
archives.
Might have to go
I got
to the
it.
Archives. I feel like Selena
See?
Edged
no,
you out.
No, 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 yes. no, no, yes. no, 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 no.
That dude in Texas who went to Walmart, opened up the ice cream, licked it, put it back. Jail time, baby.
Whoa.
Whoa. How long?
It's only a month.
Well, a month is a long time.
I know.
Okay. Licking an ice cream.
And I feel like all stupid stunts, stupid viral ones, that's just the automatic punishment. Let's not waste time. Let's not tie up the cords. Okay, another idiot here. 1 month in jail.
Go think
Are
about it.
Are people still doing that?
Say what?
By the way, did that
right
die
now,
off?
I hope with the coronavirus, they've kicked it up a little. They're doing it a little more.
Yeah, I think that thing's phased out. I mean, some of these I like that they're, you know, sending a message to ward off more idiocy, but I don't know that it works. The next, whatever one of these challenges will come along and everybody will line up to do it, doesn't matter.
As if, someone's going to go, wait a minute, Mark, did you hear about the guy in Texas? He got a month. No, you're just going to do it.
No, no one cares.
You and your friend Mark, you know you're going to do it. 608. Yeah, I've got time. Let's talk about this dude really quick. Nathan Thompson, you a fan? He's a big YouTuber.
Oh,
not
huge.
That big.
I subscribe.
You're a fan.
Don't like that guy.
What do you like most about him, Graham?
Oh, his eyes are really cute.
He's a flat earther.
Oh, of course.
He's been arrested. So he's yet gone to another school. You can't see this video here, but I'm gonna play it to you listening. I'm gonna play this and listen to the audio. This is what he's doing. These kids are young. These are like little kids.
Hey guys, real quick, I got a flyer for you. Check it out.
A full grown beard, like a man. You see him right here?
I can't give him a flyer. Hey guys, check this out real quick. Space is fake. You're not on a spinning ball. They're going to teach.
Would this make you mad, Graham?
Listen,
yes.
Guys, they're going to teach you live on a spinning ball. That doesn't make
Listen
it
to this
true.
Coming up.
It's not real. I love you.
These are kids. Not only are you giving them false information, why did you say that? Like, as he's walking away to a kid, I love you.
I'm so mad at
him. I'll be down at the school whooping some ass.
How
I'm
did you get
you right
on
now.
The campus? Why are you there? They just let you walk in?
No, he's like reaching over the fence, and the teachers, they don't know this psycho dude with a beard, full beard. And like, he starts yelling. So they're grabbing the kids. The kids are supposed to be at recess. They start rounding up the kids and getting them in because they don't know what's going on.
Come take a flyer. Hey, guys, you're not on a ball in space. The earth is flat.
And the teachers don't know. Is
you sound
guy
crazy.
Nuts?
Like you're on
What's
drugs.
What's going on? Yeah, so the recess is over. He's been arrested and now banned from a long growing list of schools where he goes doing this to kids.
Good.
You should be banned from all schools
this is
and
one,
all
thank
kids.
You.
This is one of those things where I want SpaceX or one of these companies to put all these morons on one of their rockets and be like, look, we're going to prove it to you. And then we just blast them off out there.
Yeah.
And there's no way to come back. Just
even if they're
we launch them
knocking,
out there
yeah.
and they can live stream the whole thing. And they're up there going, oh, wow, it is round and no return flight.
And even if they're in like a coffee can up there knocking and it's got a window and they're like, OK, I see. I can see space is real and the earth. Is, no,
no, we reject you.
And for every time that you yelled at kids saying that, you get another 2 months in space.
Right.
So you're up to like about 15 years right now.
Light years.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
A couple of shouts out, you know what I'm saying? A couple of shouts to people up early this morning. Angie Washington, good morning! She loves Demi Lovato's new song. Were you guys paying attention to Demi's new song? We world premiered it right here. No one else has played it other than
all the other iHeartRadio
stations. So about like maybe 20,000 radio
people
stations.
People on YouTube.
Right. And all of the other nations, that woke up before us, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Did you like the song? I liked it a lot.
I did too.
I didn't have my headphones on, but I'm sure it was great.
Eric Mila-Leopola, good morning. What up, Lupe? Sue is up this morning, I think, at Mula. Did I say good morning to Joaquin?
You just did.
Just now.
Good morning, buddy. What do you got, Selena?
All right, so there's some engineer who clearly hates all things cool. She hates technology. So she made her own cell phone, and it has a giant rotary dial on it. Instead of, like, buttons, there's no touch screen.
Uh-huh.
She says this way, you know, she can't text, so it gets her out of, you know, that horrible thing that she hates doing. According to her, the phone has a sleek design.
That's not possible.
And it's actually quite compact. So, Graham, you don't have an iPhone.
Nope.
Is this what it's like to have an Android?
Stop it. Stop it. No, it is nothing like that. It's
this
like,
would be like having an Android, I guess, right?
I imagine this being that.
Having a Google phone is like having an iPhone, but 10 times better. That's what, more what it's like. I
do believe iPhone was
this.
In the game first. I think we started this whole thing. You guys were still... Yeah. You're the kind of person that was stuck on that rotary. Can I admit something, though?
Yes.
That would be sick. That would be so cool to pull out your phone and rotary that thing. Just for anyone watching, I would love a little dial on my phone.
No.
I'd be dope.
I kind of liked it. I kind of liked it when they had the handsets, you know, it looked like an old school phone that you could plug into your cell phone.
Oh, I love that.
I remember seeing a girl at the bar that I worked at one time take a call, and she takes the phone receiver out of her purse, and it looked like, you know, it has the curly cord going down to her purse.
I've never seen this.
This is the coolest thing ever.
I would love to like walk all the way to the other side of San Francisco with one long cord, and then you guys call me and I go, hello?
Stretching longer and longer and longer.
You see someone that appears to be nuts on the phone, but you're like, they hand it to you and someone's on there.
Yeah. Do you think kids would look at us like, what the hell are you doing?
I don't care. I think it's a great flashback there, man.
Yeah.
All right, Selena or Graham, what else?
CFO at this big company. His name's Rick. He's 58 years old. He said he was scrolling Tinder, looking, you know, for some chicks to smash when he when he matched with this 22-year-old girl, Alyssa. Nice. I know what you're thinking. Awesome. Well, the only problem was they quickly realized after they met up that they both worked at the very same company.
And he's her grandfather.
Well, no, but, you know, despite this 36-year age difference between the two, they really hit it off and they fell in love. What? And so in the name of that love, Rick decided to quit his job because he didn't want to foul things up for her and her career. Selena, would you be willing to quit your job if it meant true love?
Mm.
Is my true love rich? Is he going to take care of all my bills?
He just said true love.
Yeah, but it's not about money and bills.
We're talking about true love. This has nothing to do with money or any of that. It's just about finding your true love. Are you willing to give up things like a job?
No.
Good for you.
Not my career, no.
I don't think
true love. I mean, that's
yeah, but then I'd feel like I'm losing my identity. What I like to do. Me, you
right.
know, just for somebody else.
I agree with that. You don't like walk away from who you are and all of your dreams and all that just to sit on a couch going, I'm with my love.
Well, and now we're poor.
Yeah, like, I mean,
and I have no identity.
But you can go work at another, you know, it's quitting a job so you guys aren't working in the same company. Let's just say,
so
for example,
she
you,
quit her
that
job.
JV, you and Selena here fell in love. It just get too awkward. Things would get too messy for the show. Would one of you guys quit, you know, for the betterment of both your careers and you could go work at a different morning show and, you know, Selena, you could go work at a different morning show. Would you quit then? And it's true love. It's lifelong happiness.
No.
No, I feel like it'd be good for ratings if we fell in love anyway.
Yeah. This would be a crazy story. She's got a boyfriend, I have a wife. It's going to be good for the show. People are going to be like, what in the, the hell happened? Someone's going to go,
say what?
Yeah. All right,
and finally, Graham.
All right. March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I've been celebrating.
Okay, good. Residents of Washington, D.C.
Trying to be more aware of mine.
Residents of Washington, D.C., they say they're in for a treat from now for the next couple weeks. They're going to have the opportunity to walk through a 10-foot tall, 20-foot long inflatable large colon. It's going to be out on the street, you know, to help raise awareness. But you're going to have the opportunity to walk through what they call this veiny monstrosity to learn to spot the signs of colon cancer. The interior tract of this thing is going to show different sections, you know, what a healthy colon looks like and then some different polyps and cancerous polyps, you know, just to raise awareness.
So there's two different colons?
No, it's one big
one,
long
colon.
Oh,
and it starts to get bad.
Yeah, and it gets worse and worse. So you can see what it's like if you're not, you know,
healthy.
Maintaining
oh, God,
yours,
we're getting
I guess.
Into a bad area.
Would you guys want to get inside this giant colon? It's
I think
a veiny monstrosity.
Wait, did you just invite me to something?
No.
Say that again.
Would you guys like to get inside this giant colon?
I think you just gave me an invitation.
No. This one's in Washington, D.C. It's 20 feet long.
No, I don't need to see stuff like that. I don't know.
I would. I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah, aren't you curious to know what it's like to get inside this giant colon?
I imagine it being like when you go to see Travis Scott in concert and you walk through his giant head with his mouth open, like it's Astroworld tour, but they said it's a colon.
What food should they serve inside there? Corn?
Probably.
Hey, did they get a little cafeteria at the end?
He has bubble gum. You guys really like this?
I mean, you guys it's really like this.
No, I think it'd be cool.
I take my daughter, you know.
And then they turn on the sound and the scent.
How many other opportunities are you going to have to get inside one?
Say what?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yeah, y'all. All right, I just jumped on Twitter. By the way, Wild 94.9, what's up? I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
Jumped on Twitter and said, you know, I just shouted out a bunch of Twitter friends, and honestly, I don't even think they're listening to the show. Some of them just check in and act like they're listening. You know what I mean?
Oh, sneaky.
Smart.
Lupe hit me back, though. He says, I'm listening. Hey, do you think you could get the reason I started listening, Selena, to sing me a happy birthday on my way to Vegas with my pops? I didn't know you were the reason he started listening.
Yeah, this is news to us.
Right. And if you do grant his request, make sure it's very sensual when you sing it.
Yeah.
Because that's how he wants it.
Sexy singing of the song.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, yuck.
Hold on.
That's disgusting. I don't think I'd want
it. Let me just get it
out. Oh, I don't think I want this.
There's something there. Are you sure, Lupe? Do you want this still?
This is you. When your man asks for favors, this is what you do, right?
No,
so he doesn't want
it. Not at all. I've never.
He doesn't want it anymore.
My throat is really itchy right now. I've never done this before.
Ew.
What?
You're sick.
Oh my God. Speaking of, so Selena, at some point during the show, she'll start chewing chips, and I'll go, God dang it, that's loud.
Yeah.
And she's always like, no, it's not. We have the argument at least 3 times a week. And so she records herself on video to see like how loud it would be from an outside perspective. And even she was like, oh my God.
So loud.
Yeah. Whoa, really? Yeah, of course.
Well, you know, when you're eating, you're never sure if it's just in your head or whether people can hear you.
Except that I tell you 3 times.
Well, yeah, but I thought you were exaggerating.
Right. All right. So do you want to sing happy birthday to Lupe? And he and his dad, they're on their way to Vegas.
Happy birthday. Can I get some music or something to drown out my voice?
No.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Make it sexier.
To you.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
Nice.
Dear Lupe.
Nice.
Happy birthday to you.
Lupe, if you were here to smell that breath, it stinks.
So bad.
Here we go with
more corona.
Should people in quarantine be forced to wear GPS trackers? According to a survey, 40% of Americans said, yes, put these ankle monitors on people to make sure they're staying in quarantine. What do you think, Selena?
I am not mad at that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it seems kind of inhumane, like they're not criminals or animals.
Thank you.
But
the corona, it's just another form of a flu that's out there. Is that what we're going to do now? We're going to put like these criminal device on people that have the flu? You show me that you're staying put. No.
Imagine how cool it would look on your Instagram story, though, to act like you had an ankle monitor.
Oh, is that a badge of honor, having an ankle monitor?
I don't know.
Monitor?
I think it's interesting.
When I grew up, that was like an embarrassment. Now it's a badge of honor.
Like, hey Jeff, you want to come swimming?
Check
I can't. Got this thing on my ankle.
And I'm on my period.
Yeah. That too. No, I mean, if this was some, flesh-eating virus that killed you instantly or something. Yeah, I want to know that you are staying put and not getting out.
But we can't do this to people. Selena, let's say right now, because we had a bit of a scare yesterday. We wondered if, you know, maybe one of us had it. Let's say you did and they throw you in this room and then they put a monitor on you. You would actually be scared like, whoa, what? This isn't right. What's going on
here? Am I in a room or am I at my house?
Well, I'm saying first, let's take it a step further. Let's say they put you in a quarantine, you know, like in a hangar out there in a bed, and you're not allowed to leave no matter what. And you're like, I just want to leave. I promise. I'm going to wash my hands. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm not going to be around people. Like, no, you're going to stay put with a monitor. You'd be scared all to hell.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that. But if I'm at home, yeah, I don't care.
True.
Yeah, it's just different when you're at your house.
You should be able to say,
whatever.
Why don't you just look in it? I'm just wearing these underwear. You think I'm going anywhere?
Look at me.
These dirty underwear.
More corona.
So, no shock here. Visits to WebMD have skyrocketed. People looking up symptoms, obviously, related to coronavirus. A spokesperson for the site gave, an estimate of how many visits have... You know what I'm trying to say?
What the increase is?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, JV. So they're saying that visits rose 67,000% between early January and March 1st.
I believe it. Did you guys check? I've checked three times.
Yes, of course.
About the symptoms. 3 times because I was so sick And Natasha, by the way, she's starting to feel a little bit better.
Oh, good.
Good.
With her being, yeah, her eyeballs feeling better. Okay. Yes. her eyeballs are in her head still this morning. Yes. With her, I checked again. And I'll throw this out to everyone else so you don't have to check. Like, it's like extreme fatigue, hard, you know, time breathing, and you have a temperature, of which I had none of these things. But you still keep checking. Well, could maybe all this sinus and bad cough be the coronavirus? I think you need to worry, really, if you have those three, and you're 70.
And some other underlying health conditions.
Yes.
Specifically. Allegedly. I hadn't, hopped on WebMD or any of these to, like...
You haven't? Have you not?
Well, because I've been reading every news story about it, so I kind of felt like I knew. But if I was sick and starting to feel anything remotely like that, I guarantee I'd be Googling the hell out of it.
Right.
What more corona?
Coronavirus is even affecting Starbucks now, Graham.
Oh, no.
Starbucks is
now... You call it Starbucks? I like that name.
Isn't it cute? Graham made it
Starbucks.
Up, I think. Starbucks.
You did, Graham?
I didn't make it up. I can't take credit for that one.
Where did you get it from?
I like
it.
It's so cool. Like, I love going down to Starbucks.
Isn't it cute?
I like it.
I call it Starbucks now. Anyways, so they're banning people from bringing in their own reusable personal cups or ceramic mugs because they don't want to touch whatever you have or could possibly have.
Yeah.
So if you do bring in a cup, they'll still give you, like, your little discount on your latte or whatever, but they're going to give you one of their cups anyways. Gotcha.
And what are they going to do about that bathroom down at 4th and Mission?
Absolutely nothing.
That's what I want to know. Don't act like you care, Starbucks. Because every time I start to walk in there, Jesus Christ, there's got to be, I don't know how many diseases nuts.
I mean, that's where the next, you know, one of these viruses is going to pop up and spring from. They're going to trace it back to one of these bathrooms.
Right. Ooh, what about a mocha Corona?
That actually sounds
good. New drink, kind of, you know, tied in down at Starbucks.
Yeah, they should name. Yeah, more people or companies should do that.
Does it also bother you the amount of milk? There's some places where you can stand to the side and see, you know, what they're doing back there.
Yeah.
I like it where I can't see because I get a little grossed out when I can see on the side. And there's not only milk splattered everywhere, but they pour some of the milk and they just leave it sitting out all day. They will not put that milk back in the refrigerator. And I like my drinks with some milk in there. So I'm like, oh God, am I going to get a stomach ache from this milk being out all day?
That's never bothered me. Cause I feel like they run through milk so quick. They're constantly putting out like a fresh gallon
but if it's out
whatever.
An hour, I don't like it. I mean, they'll have a whole gallon. They're not running through it in 5 minutes.
I know. And I at home will not leave my milk out for 5 minutes on the counter.
I'll
like go into a panic. If I left the room, how long have I left that out? And if it's even slightly warm, I'm like, uh-oh.
So you and I have the same mental thing with milk. Yeah. Can't have that stuff sitting out.
Maybe it needs to be at a precise temperature.
But maybe it's because when they make your drink anyways, they're steaming it.
Right. So they're faking
me.
Well, it does matter just because first it sat out there getting all warm. And yeah, you hand it to me hot so I won't be able to tell that it's kind of a little rotty.
Yeah, I don't know that the milk has started to turn.
Oh my God, you're fine.
I don't know. Milk
you're
is one
fine.
Of those things that the precise temperature is key to me.
I have just one little question, but first the song.
More Corona.
We have all these nutcases out with their conspiracy theories about the coronavirus. You know, it actually came from here. Well, we got to consider this and blah, 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 blah. There is that one that you've seen that North Korea promised its adversaries that it would be giving a gift shortly after Christmas. And people are saying this could be what it is, that they dropped this trying to... Although they pretend to have a relationship with China, they're dropping this on China and South Korea and hoping it gets to the United States.
Whoa.
So I know.
I hadn't heard that one.
You haven't heard that one?
No,
that's a lot
good.
Of people are talking about that. It's conspiracy theory. And you know it's conspiracy theory. And you know it's a bunch of bull crap. But then you go, what's the percentage of possibility on that? What is the percentage? Is it 1%?
Yeah, I mean, it's not zero.
It's not zero. It's definitely not.
It's not
so what's,
zero.
What's the percentage?
Very, very low.
It's not 2%. Like a big likelihood still.
It's not.
But
so we're inching up, though. We seem to be inching up to 3% now.
You know, I think it's probably more like 10 to 15%.
No!
You know, if you told it to me again, it could
high.
Be
20,
in the realm of 25
to 80%.
It's
a 50-50.
Right now, I'm at about
conspiracy
60,
theories.
65.
You shouldn't listen to these theories, but it's about 70.
Yeah, I'm actually, the more I think about it, I'm in the 75 to 85% chance rate. Oh,
we're
man.
In trouble later because we were not allowed to bring up any conspiracy theories on this show.
I'm at 99%.
No, I'm saying that.
I'm fairly certain that's what's going
fairly
on.
Fairly certain. Silliness.
I think I can say with a pretty high degree of probability that this is exactly what happened. Oh, man.
Selena, what do you got coming up?
Okay, so yesterday I told you about Lizzo blasting TikTok because they were taking down some of her bathing suit videos.
Yeah, mine too.
Well, I have an update. TikTok has responded. It's coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one new music station. It is the JV Show. Before we get to trending, Sal checking in saying, oh man, thank you for the trip down memory lane. Two times I was on that ankle monitor. Yes, you can go to the pool. Would you want to? Do you want to show? I mean, you're walking out in your banana hammock and your ankle monitor. Do you want to show everyone you're a bad boy now?
It gets you some street cred down there at the YMCA while you're strutting along the pool.
I don't know. Maybe
doing
it's
your
just,
water aerobics.
Maybe it's. I have a different thought in my mind. I don't think like, wow, badass dude's got an ankle monitor. I'm thinking, what did you do? Should you be around my kids? Do we trust this guy?
That's another thing I didn't think of. Yeah, stay away.
He says you can go to the pool with your ankle monitor, but you're not supposed to. Oh, okay. So people are trying out dives with that thing and doing backflips and got the ankle monitor on.
I imagine that weighing you down if you're trying to like
it's gonna
swim. Right?
Well, I don't think you're doing the Olympics. Look at lane three. He's got his ankle monitor, but man, he's about to win.
He would have won. Too much drag off that ankle monitor. I had a buddy that had one, and they're real sensitive. Yeah, you don't want to. He tried to fool it. It was to measure substances in his system.
Yeah.
And he thought, well, I can go have a couple drinks. I'll just stuff a towel down in between the monitor and my leg.
Wow.
No, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
It calls the authorities basically immediately that the thing's not reporting.
He also told me how much you're going to be charged if you mess it up. How much do you think they charge you for that ankle monitor?
$500.
More than that, at least $1,000.
$8,000.
Whoa.
Eight?
Yeah, what do you got trending, Selena?
Oh my God. So TikTok has responded to Lizzo. Told you yesterday how Lizzo blasted the app, accusing them of repeatedly taking down her videos of her in bathing suits, but leaving other people's bathing suits videos up. I wonder why, Lizzo said. So a spokesperson for TikTok, they gave a little explanation. They said that one of Lizzo's videos initially did not appear to meet their community guidelines because it looked like she was flashing her underwear. Mm. So they took it down. But upon further inspection, aka Lizzo going off on them, they realized that it was in fact a bathing suit. So they restored the video.
All right. So it's all back and everyone's happy?
It's back. Everyone's happy. By the way, do you know what Lizzo calls her fans? Because I just found out.
Lizards.
The Lizzinators.
No, both of those, no.
Lizards would be great, though,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
This is better. They're the lesbians.
I like that.
Me too.
But what if I wanted to be a
You're a lesbian.
Fan? I'm a lesbian?
You're a lesbian. Yep. Anybody could be a lesbian.
I don't know how I explain that to my mom. She's like, explain, you're a lesbian?
I have something to tell you, she's Mom. Sit down.
And she's like, Jeff, I think you're confused. Mom, don't call me Jeff.
Call me lesbian from now on. So Harvey Weinstein had to undergo heart surgery. So remember a couple weeks ago, he was in court. They read the guilty verdict. And on their way to Rikers Island, where Harvey was supposed to be this entire time, he was like, my chest.
I thought he was faking it.
I did too. So they stopped at Bellevue Hospital. They checked him out. Turns out something must have been wrong because the source says that he just underwent a 4-hour heart procedure. He had to have a heart stent put in. So now he's stable. He is waiting to be transferred to the infirmary at Rikers Island.
Wow.
But he's still at the hospital, like recovering.
Interesting.
I was convinced he was faking it.
Yeah. And I thought again, never mind. Who cares? All right, Graham, what do you got?
Steph Curry made his long-awaited return to the Warriors last night at Chase Center, and it was probably the loudest that building has been all season long. The Warriors were playing the Raptors, and despite missing the last 58 straight games, it didn't take long for Curry to knock the rust off and start knocking down some big shots. He hit a huge, high-arcing, deep three-pointer to beat the shot clock. At one point, the crowd went absolutely crazy, something that definitely, again, hasn't happened there all season long. Curry didn't play as many minutes as he normally does because they want to ease him back into action, getting him back to full game shape, but he finished with 23 points. The Warriors did not get the win, though, although they kept it close and exciting till the very end. So ultimately, it was a win-win. Curry back playing well and having fun, and the team continuing to tank the season for a better draft pick for next year. They are now 14-49 on the season.
Is that why they maybe pulled him out? Like, hey, we want to get the crowd going, but let's lose. Because you don't need to ease him back in. You don't need to do a slow. He shows you what he's all about. He gets in and just, hey, from four blocks away. Yeah. I'm just going to drain this like it's nothing. They don't need to ease him back in.
He didn't look like he needed to go to the bench and, you know, like he was, you know, totally gassed and out of breath or anything.
Yeah.
But historically, anytime he's come back from an injury, that's about the number of minutes he played. I think he played 27 minutes last night. He always plays right around that when he comes back.
The intro for him was bigger than the intro for the team, which...
Well, duh.
I mean, it should be. But they made such a big deal, like, on the screen. And now Eddie's back, and his name is Steph, spelled S-T. Like, it just kept going and all that for everyone to go... People just losing their minds.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing him run out of the tunnel, you know, before the game, all excited. Like, it get, you know, you kind of have goosebumps.
It's exciting.
You're juiced up to see him. It's so much more fun, you know, obviously, to watch the Warriors when he's on the court.
Right. Yeah, like I said, a lot of Warriors fans were back. Everyone disappeared. They weren't Warriors fans.
Yeah.
And they were all over social media.
Interesting how that works.
What else you got, Graham?
Yesterday, the Coast Guard helicoptered in test kits to that cruise ship that was heading to San Francisco. The ship has not been allowed to come into dock here until the results from those tests come in. It's currently anchored about 70 miles off the coast here. Two people who have been confirmed to have gotten the virus, which they believe they got it on board that ship on a prior cruise. One of them, an elderly man, died from it on Wednesday. So officials are worried that people who are displaying flu-like symptoms currently on board may have gotten it on the ship. A lab in Richmond is going to be analyzing the tests. I think they're doing that right now, and the results should be available sometime today, at which point authorities will come up with a plan of action for the ship because... you know, they have a lot of people on board. They don't want this to turn into another situation like the Diamond Princess in Japan, where over 700 people ended up getting it on that boat, and they had a couple fatalities. Right now, they think there's around 3,500 passengers and crew currently on board this cruise ship.
I got a plan called, not here, not here. Take it somewhere else. If it has to dock somewhere in California, where?
Bakersfield.
Bakersfield?
That's a good spot.
The Bakersfield Beach?
It's not on the coast, but I'm sure they'd be happy to
somehow,
take them.
Yeah, drop them into Bakersfield.
But what do they do if they do come back with some positive tests on board this boat? That means it could be like the Diamond Princess. It's too late to put the genie back in the bottle. It's been out. Multiple hundreds, thousands of people could have already been exposed to it, you know, on this. What do they do? Where does that boat go?
I don't know. You guys remember my plan?
Anywhere.
Not here.
Not here.
Not here.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
God, this is good.
So good. Woo! Brand new Demi Lovato. It's called I Love Me on Wild 94.9, number one for new hip music. So the video that she just released for that song, she's looking back at her life. Few things to look out for when you go watch it. We're getting it up at thejvshow.com. At one point, she's wandering the streets. She sees a girl on a stretcher being loaded into an ambulance. They're saying that's a reference to her OD. Mm. Near the end of the video, there's a bride and a groom like running across the street. Everybody thinks that's a reference to when she almost married Wilmer Valderrama. They were together like forever.
Okay.
And there's also like three guys in the video, and people think that they are supposed to be a reference to the Jonas Brothers. They did their first big movie together on Disney Channel, and she also dated Joe Jonas previously.
Wow. If she did marry Wilmer Valderrama and did a hyphenated name, say it. What would her name be? Demi
Lovato. Is this a trick?
No.
Is it going to come out to something bad? Okay. Demi Lovato Valderrama?
That would be tough, wouldn't it?
That's very
tough. Demi Lovato Valderrama. That's a long, tough name right there. All right. We have a couple of interesting things, and then we'll tell you something good. It's being brought to you by Squeeze.
Yeah.
Get yourself over to squeeze.com. Try a 3-day cleanse. You're going to love it. I have something interesting. A woman, you might have heard about this, is suing Chuck E. Cheese, saying her hair got caught in one of the games. You know the spot where you insert your tickets?
Yeah.
Well, that ticket taker there grabbed her hair for like 20 minutes. So the machine was acting like a psycho boyfriend. She's suing for big money.
Really?
She's suing for $1,000.
Oh.
That's it?
Yeah. She also wants a warning sign next to the machine. Maybe something like, what do we put on the sign? This is for tickets, not your hair?
Don't stick your hair in here, weirdo.
And then the CEO of Chuck E. Cheese said, if we stop taking hair from the ticket taker, where are we going to get the random hair that we put on your pizza?
That's a good point.
Right?
That's a good point.
Graham, you got
always one. So disgusting.
You got something interesting.
Yeah, I have something interesting on the coronavirus.
More corona.
There's a preliminary study. I got to emphasize that because it's only from a pretty small sample size. But okay, so far, some researchers think that the coronavirus has actually split into two different strains. So it's, at some point, it has mutated. They call these two strains type L and type S. They think type L was the more common strain when this outbreak first started, and it's the more aggressive type. It's the they kind of label it as the worst type, you know.
Why would it mutate already?
We're just
this
now,
is crazy.
Like, I get you mutating once the humans are trying to figure out, you know, the issue, and you're like, oh no, you don't. As a virus, you go,
yeah.
Oh no, you don't. We're gonna mutate.
Oh,
and
get
have,
stronger.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's yeah.
When are you doing it already?
When you first try to hit it with a vaccine, it's yeah. like, oh, we're not falling for that. Watch me switch it up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know that they can point to a specific reason why, you know, mutations
that's
occur.
Scary.
Mutations can be completely random in genetics. Okay. But and so the type S type they've seen in a lot of people, that one seems to be a much weaker strain.
That's the one I want.
Yeah, so apparently right now that would be the type you want, but again, a lot of people are blasting this research saying it's from too small of a sample size. You've only analyzed a few hundred, you know, the strain in a few hundred patients. It's too early to see to say that that's actually the case, but it's interesting to see that they have picked up on two other strains. Whether or not those two strains act the way that they're talking about it, we don't know.
Which one of those strains do you think is at the gaming place that I just mentioned? I don't want to say the name of the restaurant
again. Probably L.
Yeah, it's the L.
You think the L's in there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
It's in that ticket machine.
Selena, tell me something good.
Okay, so a high school student in Colorado, his name is John Schreiner. He's a standout kid, football player, strong, tall, really popular, not because of his athletic ability, but because he's always standing up for other people. He doesn't like to see other students get bullied. So he'll go up to them, stand up to that bully. He'll just shut it down.
Nice.
His parents said that that kind of kindness was something they made sure to instill in him ever since he was little. So last week, John, he's on his way to gym class, another regular day, thought he was going to have to play more kickball. But instead, he was surprised by his peers and some guy named Dr. Jeff Haskins from a local orthodontics place who presented him with the Empower Kindness Scholarship.
Nice.
He said John is the very first recipient. It's a $2,500 scholarship. John was surprised. His parents, super proud. John said he's going to use that money for after high school when he goes off to study business.
Nice. Is the trophy just like a headgear from the orthodontist that came out?
Yeah.
Put it on, Johnny.
There you go.
Put it on and gave a speech. Anyway, great story, Selena.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Dua Lipa. I love me some Dua Lipa.
Me too.
Just asking for a friend. Is she single?
Last I saw, she was dating. Like, you know how we got Bella and Gigi Hadid?
Okay.
They have a brother named Anwar, and that's who she was being linked to.
But we don't know.
But like as recently as January. So.
Wait, the Anwar that's really popular on social media?
I don't know.
There's an Anwar.
Is it Anwar Hadid?
I don't know his last name, but there's like a huge dude on social media named Anwar. Does comedy bits. Wonder if he's related somehow.
I don't imagine the Hadids being very funny or entertaining.
Whoa, you're starting some drama. You're starting a little.
No. I mean,
starting some drama up here.
No, I love them.
Sounds
they're beautiful.
Sounds to me like you want
they're,
some beef.
I just haven't. You know, they're very straight faced on the runways.
You
That's
were
it.
Showing me her in a dress. What was the dress about?
Oh,
Dua Lipa.
Okay, so she was at the 2020 Global Awards. And people are talking about how high her slit
went. Wow, that's
went
a dress.
Up.
That yeah, that's all the way to her neck.
It's like
to her collarbone.
To where her belly button's at least.
Yeah.
I could never wear anything like that. I would feel so naked. Like, is the dress taped to you? Are you even wearing? Do you have like stick-on underwear?
Oh yeah, because if it goes all the way up here, you're not showing underwear, so
yeah, you'd see the side of the underwear.
What do you do there? You just got
to
be bold.
But you know how they have the adhesive kind where there's no sides to it. It's just like the front and back and you just like stick it on there.
Oh, I love those. Yeah.
Those are so hot.
I like those. I have something here. By the way, it's the JV Show. Good morning. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
Something to keep in mind. According to a survey here, the majority of companies say they are going to look at your social media. You probably heard this before, but everyone keep this in mind. Before they're making a hire, they're going through your social media. Really quick, do you think, Selena, your social media is more likely to get you hired or not hired? Like, once they start going through it, are they like, oh my God, bonus, we love it?
Or I think I'd get hired.
Yeah? Graham, what about you?
I think, you know, my Instagram probably makes me out to be someone they want to hire. Looks like on there, you look
very
safe. Great family guy, you know, good values. If they start reading through my Twitter, it'd be a lot of fart jokes and stuff. And they'd probably be like, this guy's immature.
Same. My Twitter gets me fired. 71% of people, 71% of companies have hired someone strictly through social media, never even meeting the person.
Whoa.
So that's how important your social media is. 71% of companies hired someone right through social
media. See, if I was an employer, I would totally make sure to check out somebody's social media, because I feel like you do get a good grasp
who this person
of who
really
that person is.
Or do
but
you?
That's what I was
or
gonna say.
You?
But on the other hand, everybody always says what people show on social media is right. not who they are.
Graham, I hired someone before you came. I hired someone to help Selena and I out through social media.
And
it, all kinds of followers. I'm like, this person really seems to have, you know, their act together, comes in here nuts. This person was nuts. Selena and I are like trying to come up with a plan. How do we get rid of her? What are we gonna do? I mean, we hired her. How do we get rid of her? The station, another station in the market, thinks they're all smart and they're going to steal her from us. We're like, yes, you don't even know what you're in for. I've heard stories since where they're like, oh, my God, they didn't know how to get rid of her. You can't just go firing someone that you hired. Just a mess.
But it's crazy. Because what people present on social media could make them look very hireable. I think the ones that stand out is when you go look through social media and they show the crazy side or the racist side or the whatever. Because some people are dumb enough to put everything out there. Those people you can easily weed out. Yeah. But yeah, it's hard to differentiate between people that look great on social media and may not be, you know, great in real life.
Right.
Yeah.
67% of companies are going to look at someone's LinkedIn profile. Do you guys have one of those?
I feel like we're supposed to.
Really?
And we should. I don't.
Why should we? I mean, I didn't even really know what it was until 5 minutes ago. My brother-in-law sent me his LinkedIn. I'm like, what is this thing? LinkedIn, huh? What is it?
I just feel like every...
Trying to look all cool on there, Ramon? What is this?
I just feel like everybody who adults... has a LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Every adult has one.
Everybody that's in business. Like, I think
any type of
my
business,
wife Kate probably uses LinkedIn more than
she does
other social media platforms. It's, you know, but it's more business networking, but you're still, you know, getting served with articles about stuff you're interested. You know, it's morphed into that a little
bit. The day I have to do a LinkedIn profile, it's going to be sad for me.
No, I'm not doing one.
I'm going to be really depressed if I ever have to do a LinkedIn profile.
It doesn't sound fun.
I get those things all the time emailed to me. So-and-so wants to connect with you on LinkedIn.
Me too.
No, I'm not connecting on there. I don't want it.
65% of employers are going to look through your Facebook. I'd be okay on there. My Facebook is not too bad. It's got 2 posts a year. I think they're pretty nice. Hey, everyone, have a great day. Thinking about you.
Yeah, you wouldn't get anything. You wouldn't learn anything about me from going to my Facebook page.
I'm at about 1 post every other year. So yeah. Really go through it.
29% of employers are going to look at your Twitter. Yeah, again, that's going to be trouble right there. They're going to be like,
yeah,
this guy has a little bit of an issue arguing.
Anger problem, red flag.
39% are going to evaluate a person's blog. Who's blogging? Isn't that called Facebook? If you have an opinion, put it on Facebook.
Some people do have blogs, though.
But why?
I don't know.
I think it's when you have that really, like, niche, you know, hobby or interest or something. Like, I want to blog about, you know,
movie
knitting.
Reviews or something.
And it's just stuff about that.
Gotcha. They'll also look at your personal website. When's the last time you had your personal website?
I don't have a
And how much traffic do you think Selena or CarolynArray.com is, how much traffic that's getting
so much
each day?
If that was a thing, let me tell you, it'd be really popular.
GrahamHerbert.org, you know, .com, I'm assuming it was taken.
GrahamHerbert.com,
so
yeah.
I'm sure it's taken, so yeah, .org.
Would you be upset if you hired a company and you just, boy, do I got a snazzy website, but just no one, not one person has come. We're pumping it up on the air, not one person goes to check in, GrahamHerbert.org.
That would be sad. I should go get that domain name now while it's still there.
Selena, you have something to throw in and then we'll get in the mix here.
Yeah. So Tito's Vodka is, they responded to a tweet. I guess somebody had tweeted them. They're like, oh my God, I'm using Tito's Vodka for hand sanitizer. And they thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Well, Tito's was like, they didn't want to spread any further misinformation. So they said, according to the CDC, hand sanitizer needs to contain at least 60% alcohol. Tito's handmade vodka, although very, very good and you should be drinking it, only contains 40%. So don't use that for your hand sanitizer, people.
I don't want it then.
Yeah, boring.
Are there any alcohols out there that would do it where I can not only guzzle it, but just sit there splashing some on my hands and keep partying?
I don't think so. So if it has to be 60%, that would be 120 proof.
Can we stop that proof thing?
Liquor, which...
Let's just make proof the actual amount.
So 100...
Yeah, what does that mean?
120...
It means it's double.
Proof would be... That's like your normal average vodka is like 60 or 80 proof. 120 proof would be like straight rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
So I think... No. So the answer...
That's
I think,
gross.
There are some things that are over 100 proof. 120, that's like moonshine borderline.
Do you guys like that alcohol that you drink where you're like...
No. Who likes that?
You do once in a while when you're young, just so you get in the club.
Because you don't know any better. That's why.
No, I don't.
No, you like to yell.
I don't
scream.
Mind that. Give me a shot of that Wild Turkey 101.
Ew.
That's 101 proof.
You're so gross. Shut your mouth.
You can light that stuff on fire.
Yeah, and then just scream it out. Yeah.
No.
Wow. All right, we are in the mix with Magic Matt.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Can we talk? Can we? Can we just talk? Wild 94.9, Magic Matt right there in the mix. It's the JV Show. Good morning. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
Natasha, hopefully back by Monday. She's feeling much better. We talked to her yesterday.
Good.
We wondered if she had the coronavirus. It was just a bad case of sinus, like hurting her eyeballs. She's doing a little bit better, though. Speaking of, check this out. Crystal checking in. JV, my coworker's aunt is on the Princess cruise ship that's under quarantine right now. The irony is, they canceled a trip to China and said, you know what, let's go on a, we don't want to catch this coronavirus, let's go on a cruise instead.
Oh my
They're
God.
They're on this thing. And she's asking if we wouldn't mind going to pick up the aunt. You guys want to gas up the car?
I have a
let's head on out.
Thing to do.
We got a rowboat.
My ankle monitor rechecked here. $8,000 if I mess with it. Don't talk over each other.
Okay.
Okay.
For comedy purposes, sometimes we talk over each other until the boss says, hey, quit talking over each other.
I totally forgot he said that.
Oops. That's yeah, we forgot, sir. Let's see something else here. HB, hey, JV, Graham, are we going to get an update on Joey Corona? You know, I said, hey, Graham, give me his email and his number. I just want to thank him for being on and let him know that he's a kind of forever friend. So the update is I did call him yesterday, talked to him for a minute. He was finally in Sacramento.
Wow.
Oh, good. Yes.
And I said, so you're stopped there? I don't hear any, you're not driving. And he goes, I just taking a rest, man. It's been a long drive. And I go, wow. I go, so you're going to get a hotel? Or he goes, no, I'm 3 hours away from home, man. Finally going to be in San Francisco in 3 hours.
That's awesome.
I'm so happy for him.
And I said, so where do you work again? He goes, I work at Google. I said, are they going to give you a break? Like, are they going to give you, like, just let you know, hey, you've been through hell, give you a break from all this? He goes, no, they expect me to get the work done. And
wow.
Yeah. I feel like he needs a vacation from this attempted vacation.
You know what would be nice? We should bring him in here.
No.
What? Why not?
He's I don't really negative. Mean friends.
He's
I do want to meet him.
Four times.
He's
don't
one
you?
Of our closest friends
He
now.
Seems like such a sweet guy, such a nice guy. But no.
What Isn't if we met him in hazmat suits? Soon.
Yes. You guys, we should set that up. That'd be a funny stream. That'd be a really funny stream.
I think it would. Yeah. I thought about that. I was thinking about that last night. Like, yes, it would be really cool to meet him. You know, he's become a part of the show. But then I was thinking about, like, do I have to send out a company-wide email? Like, hey, we're bringing a guy in from the Diamond Princess.
From anything princess related. Yeah.
Nobody's going to show up to work that day.
Right.
I think we should. We would have to, like, warn them, right?
He's a private guy, though.
Yeah.
He continues to say, yeah, I'm not really, I don't think he wants to be known, seen, all that. Although, who's going to know him in a hazmat suit?
Oh, yeah, you won't even be able to recognize
him. If we can get a few hazmat suits, yeah, we'll bring him in. We'll set it up. What do you got, Graham?
There's some residents in a small village in Italy. They said earlier this week, the taps in their kitchens and bathrooms started dispensing a red liquid.
Oh, my
They're
God.
They're like, this is weird. But most of them, through smell, quickly identified it as wine.
They said, wine coming through.
Whoa.
There was a high-pressure wine leak from a nearby winery, and they said the pressure was so much that it pushed all the water out of the pipes and filled it completely with wine. So when you turned on your taps, it was basically pure wine coming out. Some of the residents said they bottled as much of it up as they could before
Smart.
The taps came back to water. I know, Selena, you wouldn't dare take a sip of tap water, JB,
Ooh,
you're the same
disgusting.
Way, out of your sink. But if it started flowing wine, you guys down to drink that?
You wouldn't be able to get her mouth off of that thing.
I have a rule. We don't waste liquor, alcohol, any type of wine, of course. Is there a way to get like a funnel from that to my mouth, just me in bed?
Yes, there is.
Maybe just a hose. The one that you normally have, in the front yard. Just take it from someone's yard, connect it from that to your bed. And you just put a kink in it. Remember you used to do that when you were a kid?
Yes.
Kink the hose.
Put a kink in it.
Well, then fine.
Yeah. What do you got, Selena?
Okay, so earlier this week, I'm on my way to work. Mm-hmm. My dumbass forgot to fill up my gas tank the night before, which actually happens quite often.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised. So it's, you know, 4 something in the morning. I'm like rushing to get gas. I have to stop at this gas station. And oh my God, I literally had to rip off one of my nails.
You're missing one of your claws.
Just to be able to like insert my card and be able to pull it out. Like you guys don't know the struggle. When your nails are too long, you can't get your card out. It's stuck in there. You can't grasp it. Like I know girls that have to carry tweezers with them at
they
all times.
They do?
To be able to
get
pull
their card
out.
Back.
It's
yeah.
ridiculous.
So it's like parking meters, gas stations. I always make my daughter pull out the card for
me. Hey, I'll put the card in. You get it out for me.
Yeah, because I always forget to like keep a pair of tweezers in my car or whatever. One time I had to ask a stranger.
Can you get my card out?
Yes.
Wow.
I had to find like the friendliest little old lady I could find on the mean streets of San Francisco and ask her to get my cards. I knew she wouldn't steal it.
Do you ever stop and think, like, why do I have these things? Your nails are so long. They're just so impractical at this point. You can't do normal daily tasks, like insert your credit card. Do you ever think, like, hey, no guy's ever noticed, like, man, I think that chick would be pretty if her nails were only longer.
Wow.
That is true. Now we're being serious.
Guys don't notice.
Grant, what makes you think women get their nails done for guys? Like, we do it for ourselves.
I know that, but don't you think...
And obviously, partially, you don't know
and
that.
Partially for guys.
But this thing is such a nuisance. Like, I can't do things with these. How do you reach in your pocket to grab the change out of the bottom of your pocket? How does it happen?
You just get it. Like, it's like only the credit card insertion and removal that I have an issue with.
But like, if I came up here and I was like... And I'm wearing my Wolverine claws from... Okay. I love the movie.
Yeah, obviously.
And I just want to wear them everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't wipe. I just went to the bathroom and would you be like, dude, you shouldn't have such long claws? And I'd be like, stop. Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
I really
what
got issues.
Help me.
The struggle is real. What you guys don't know is there's a struggle here, and it's real. They're called claws. I didn't even know yours were that long until showed me. Those are way too long.
The Wolverine metaphor, like now you're just being silly, JV.
No, it's spot on. It's a perfect analogy.
Those are so long.
Well, I mean, like, you know, long nails, it's what's in. It's a way of
is
life.
Is it really?
Yes, but you know, I think I may have found a solution. I wanted to run it by you guys. Like, what if, and it's just an idea.
Okay.
What if I started a petition to have all credit card thingies changed to accommodate girls with long nails? Because when you think about it, it's kind of discriminatory, right? Like, why aren't we
discriminatory?
Being thought of?
No, that's not what
I don't know if that's a discrimination case.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
Uh-oh.
I think what you will find, though, the thing, I went to a new gas station pump, like a brand new one the other day, and it all, you can use your phone now, you know, like Quick Pay or whatever it's called.
I like that.
You can use Apple Pay. Or Google Pay. You could use either one.
Ugh.
It's the same. It's the exact same process.
Apple Pay came first.
And that way you don't have to, you know, slide your card in.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we're going to just start doing that. What is the deal with all of the yes, no questions? I can tell you what I'm here for. Gas.
Right.
They're like, is this a debit card? No, it's not. Okay, well, enter your area or, you know,
your zip code.
Your zip code. So I do that. They're like, would you like a wash? No, I wouldn't. Is this a Safeway?
I hate
no,
that.
No, it's not. Would you like some rewards? No, I wouldn't. I just want to pick up the nozzle and get some gas.
It takes forever.
Thank you. That's discrimination.
That now we've got a case.
Now we have a case of discrimination. Yes, you're discriminating against me.
Against
somehow.
People that don't like answering questions.
There it is.
We've been persecuted for long enough, Selena.
All right, what do you got coming up here, Selena?
You guys, try not to freak out, okay?
Okay.
But Shawn Mendes has facial hair now. Don't go looking at the picture. I'm going to show you coming up inside today's Hot is Trending at the 55s.
What are we going to need? Like, what sort of things will we need to look for it?
A magnifying glass, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Binoculars.
So it's not like when you show it, it's not going to be like stand out noticeable. We're still going to have to really
search.
You might
have to squint your eyes to like to really get a good look.
This is so
mean. But we'll
talk
about that coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's the JV Show. So Selena was telling us the struggle women with long nails face trying to get their credit card out of the gas station reader. She's saying the struggle is real. Let's go to Elena. What's going on?
I got to tell you right now, JV, the struggle is not that real.
Okay.
All you got to do is follow the life hack.
You put a piece of masking tape or painter's tape on the middle center part of your card so that it has a tab on it and you can pull it out. And on another positive note, it also helps you avoid germs, which are going around a lot right now with that coronavirus.
There you go.
I never thought of doing that.
A little tape and it pulled it right out.
I love that. That's what I'm going to do.
Or can you maybe shorten your nails by about 5 inches?
No.
Oh. Okay, that's a no. All right, Elena, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye. Also, our listener, Joey, just checked in. The guy, Joey Corona, who was stuck on that cruise ship forever, finally got home, he said, last night, 11 p.m.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
We said, he just texted, and I said, hey, we would like to meet you. We probably have to do it with the hazmat suits. He goes, okay, let's do it. I have some disposable ones from the ship. Bro.
Nope.
They're called disposable for a reason.
Why did you bring those with
you? You don't save them. They're not called savable hazmat suits that you bring with you. If you use those disposable hazmat suits to walk around the ship, you were supposed to trash them.
JV, yes. What if him bringing those hazmat suits to the Bay Area is the reason, like, it's going to spread
it.
Like crazy?
I wouldn't doubt it. That's what happened.
Anything on that boat.
Yeah.
He's got to throw it away.
Thank you. Hottest
things trending. What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
Today's hottest trending is all brought to us by Serendipity Food Truck, serving American comfort food. Follow them on Instagram at Serendipity Truck SF. So Shawn Mendes becoming a man, real man. He's got facial hair now.
All right.
So Camila Cabello, she just celebrated a birthday, right? She turned 23 years old. And how sweet is this? Because she's been in the UK working, you know, shooting that Cinderella movie. Shawn, being the great boyfriend he is, he flew over 3,300 miles from Canada to be with her at her birthday party.
Oh, he's 17, by the way, right? She's 23. He's 17.
Something like that.
Okay.
Accurate. So there are pictures from the party. You can see them at the JVShow.com. And Shawn Mendes has got a little facial hair action happening.
Are you sure?
It's cute, right?
Where is it?
You got to zoom it. He's got the mustache and a little on his chin.
This sucks for Selena. I got to let Selena know. Clean your screen. There's just a little dirt, a little smudge on your screen.
No, that's,
once you wipe it off.
No,
see, now it's gone.
No, that's his little fuzz that he's got going there.
Wow.
Very.
You have to look hard, but it's
sparse.
There.
Right.
I mean, he's trying. Right. Fans are loving it.
For a junior in high school, I don't think we should be talking smack.
You're
it's
right.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Not like
it's
you could do better at 17.
I think, senior year of high school is when I could start to grow up. But yeah, when I was a sophomore like him,
You can't grow a strong one as a sophomore. Give him a couple years.
Well, Camila says she's a fan of it. She's been telling him to keep it and to not shave. Let it keep going.
To not shave. I have a feeling if we check in 5 months, it's going to be the same.
Probably.
So people are discussing it, though? They're talking about it?
Oh, it's on social media. Fans like it.
I don't think you need to shave that either. I think if he was to rub his hand against his face lightly, it would probably just fluff off. It would just fall out. Yeah.
So the Rona is even affecting celebrity weddings. So Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, if you missed it, they are expecting their first child together. Baby's going to be born this summer. A source says that Katy was really, really excited about walking down the aisle pregnant at their wedding. It was supposed to happen in a few months here. They were so happy that everything was coming together. They were just putting the finishing touches on everything. And now that's all come to a screeching halt because the wedding was supposed to be in Japan. And because of how quickly the Rona is spreading, Katy and Orlando are like, nope, it's not worth it. We're not doing it. So their wedding has been canceled, or at least postponed for now.
Selena, let's say, because you love this guy so much.
Uh-huh.
AJ, your new man. Let's say the wedding was on in Japan. You're headed out. Time to get married. Would you do it or cancel?
If I could afford to cancel like Katy Perry and them, yeah. I would. I'm not traveling anywhere.
Okay. So otherwise, well, you can't though. So you'd still go through with it?
Yeah, I have to.
Do you think we guests would still be showing up though?
Yeah. Are you going to be mad at us if we don't?
If we don't go.
Yes, I'm going to be mad. You have to go. This is my big day. Mm. We're friends.
I have a thing now that I remember. I have to do that day.
Right. No.
There's something.
No, you have to be there. You guys are my best men.
I'm torn on all of this coronavirus fear stuff. You know, yesterday I talked to someone who was like, you know, my friend is a doctor, and he was like, hey, if 75% of us end up getting it, we're just going to pass it, you know, like the flu and other stuff, and we're going to get it and you're going to deal with it. Not everyone is at risk. It's elderly people or people with preconditions. Children are actually doing okay with it. Like, it would suck. No one wants to get the flu, but you're going to be okay. I think the fear level is a little bit high. Although at a wedding, we do have older people and stuff. So do you want to put them at risk?
Yeah.
Where are you guys somewhere in between? I'm relaxing a little bit now on my fears. Like, dude, if
I'm not,
you know, if we get it, then we're going to get it. There are people, there are a lot of people that have gotten it and don't even know. They thought, God, I was really sick there, but all right, it's gone.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah. I'm with you, JV. I've had moments where I'm like, you know what? You know, not bring it on, but, you know, we need to come to terms with the fact that maybe, yeah, some of these projections might be true that, yeah, we're all going to get it. And most of us, you know, are probably going to be fine. But if you think about, you know, the World Health Organization talking about what the fatality rate was for it, and say, let's just say it's somewhere between 1% and 3% right now, which is above what the flu is. If 75% or 70% of the world's population got it, let's say 5 billion people more, figure out what 1% of that...
You're doing too much math, Graham.
Yeah, figure out how many people 1% of that is.
But
that's hundreds of millions of people that are going to die.
I get it.
That's, to me, that's an incredibly hard to wrap your head around number of people that will die from.
Well, once in a while, when we remind people how many people have died from the flu, it's like, oh my God, thousands of people. And it sucks, but I don't know if we can live in, you know, total fear. Let's remind ourselves, wash your hands. If you're sick, let's say it again. If you're sick, stop going out. If you don't have to, don't go to your regular appointments. If you're sick or you can do work from your home, do that. And, you know, be considerate. This is a reminder of us to wash and to, you know, not do things like that. But I don't know. I think my fear level was getting up too high. It's kind of like the flu.
It is just fear of the unknown because it's still so brand new. Nobody knows for sure anything about it yet. That's what scares me. Like just the outcome of it, what happens after.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sure that will go away. The only thing that does keep me less panicky is, comparing it to the flu, which, I mean, we've all gotten the flu and we're fine.
And it sucks that it does get people. I mean, to the point they're extremely sick or die. We don't want that to happen. But, you know, we have to live our lives a little bit here. You know what I mean? Graham, finally, what do you got?
San Francisco Mayor London Breed, she held a press conference yesterday to announce the city has confirmed its first two cases of the coronavirus. It was only a matter of time before the virus reached the city. More and more Bay Area cases have popped up over the past couple weeks. Santa Clara County now has at least 20 confirmed. One of the San Francisco patients is a man in his 90s with pre-existing health conditions, and the other is a woman in her 40s. They're unrelated to each other. Both are being treated in isolation. Doctors say they both appear to have gotten the virus from community spread because neither had any recent travel or contact with somebody known to have it. Meanwhile, multiple Bay Area tech companies urging their employees to work from home. Both Facebook and Google sent emails to their employees yesterday recommending they work from home starting today, Friday, unless it is critical to business that they come in.
Oh, good, good. That's why the traffic's so light, right? Big companies telling people to stay home because it's light out there.
It was.
Yeah, there was like nobody coming in this morning.
If you maybe talk to your jobs, if you can work from home, I mean, if we can, you know, do our best to not spread it amongst each other, that's a good thing.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Graham and Selena.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
That's a slap right there. Brand new Demi Lovato. I love me a lot in the bathrooms.
Is that where?
No, but Demi Lovato, that's a bopper.
It is. By the way, the new video for that, it's on the JV Show.
Okay. Is it a bop or a bopper?
It's a slapper.
It's a slapper. Selena, you had something to talk about, but really quick, we're going to go to Natasha. She's feeling much better. While being sick, she and I have been trying to help out a family member going through some stuff. So we've been taking this person or meeting them at appointments. We usually take them. Today, I told Natasha, hey, can you meet over there? And I'll try to get out of work at 9 o'clock and then I'll meet you guys both there. But something has happened. Something has happened in the process. Natasha?
Hi.
So what happened? You were on your way to go meet and what happened?
So I took an Uber and I asked him to drop me off in front of the building because I want to get dropped off in front of the building because I have a cold. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, you know.
Extra details.
Okay, sorry. But so I told him to stop and then a cop rolls up and gives him a ticket for $121 for dropping me off in the wrong spot.
Now, did this guy,
my God.
Did the driver not want to stop and you talked him into it or her into it?
No, he said that he was supposed to stop on the other side, but then he's like, okay, it's okay, I'll drop you off because he was super nice.
Oh, no. Mm. And so the cop pulls you over. Did you say anything like, hey?
Yes. I told him it's my fault. I'm so sorry. And please don't give him a ticket. And he said it's his fault because he's the driver. And that was it. He was so mean.
The cop was mean?
Yes.
You didn't try to drop
her. Why didn't you say that you're Natasha Yee,
JV's wife, Natasha Yee? You didn't try to drop a name?
I wanted to, but I don't know.
You should have used that card. Yeah. You got to use that card,
dude. That's what
dude.
I would do when I get pulled over. I'm JV's wife.
Yeah.
Let me go.
That's what the whole Bay Area is doing. I'm JV's wife. Graham, you do it, right?
I'm JV's manstress.
Right.
They let me go every time.
Now, I know Natasha. I think I know her anyway. Don't tell me the answer to this. Let me actually put her on hold. I know her. She's the type to say, I'm paying this for you.
Yeah.
And by, do you think she should? It was her fault, but it wasn't her fault.
It's totally her fault.
Yeah, it's her fault. So you're telling me, Selena, you would pay for this? Because I know you wouldn't.
I mean, you're right. He was the driver. It's his fault.
That's the opinion I have. I don't think it's Natasha's fault. I think it's the driver's fault. He ultimately makes the decision of where to pull over his car.
But he's trying to be nice.
She
probably gave him a nudge.
Nice, but I don't think it's his. I don't think it's her fault.
I don't know about fault.
You know, I think he drew attention to himself because he didn't have a license plate in the front of his car, and that's the reason why he first pulled him over, and then it was also because of that.
So the cop behind him pulled him over because he didn't have a plate on the front.
Well, no, okay, maybe it was because he stopped.
Sounds suspicious.
But then he also noticed.
Yeah, no. Afterwards, he says, "Hey, by the way, you don't have a front plate on here." So I'm guessing though, you offered the driver to pay for this.
I did because it was my fault, and he also told me that he only had one ride since midnight. So
they all say that.
Second ride.
The new sob story.
No, he showed me. He showed me, and I felt so bad. He was so nice.
Oh, he showed you? Because doesn't every Uber driver, when you go, hey, how's your day going? Well, since you asked.
Yeah.
Do you know you're my first fare in the last 2 weeks?
Yep. No tips.
So you'll feel
money.
Bad, yeah,
can't
and give an extra
rent.
Big
my kids
tip.
Can't
right.
Eat.
Oh my God, you and I have had the same driver, Selena.
I think we have.
But, wait, I think I did fall for that. Maybe he did just click on the fare at 3 o'clock just to trick me. Oh,
right,
he tricked
a little
me.
Fake. They got a fake fare thing there. You know what I mean? It's like it's a screen. You couldn't see it was drawn on with crayon. So are you gonna pay it? I think you should.
Well, yeah, I think I should too.
I think you should pay
the
ticket.
He was super nice.
Yeah.
And he said he has a family and.
Right. Well, all that's a lie, but still.
You always play the family card.
You always, any opportunity you have to be a good person in this world, then do it. So. All right, babe.
I gave him my number, so he knows where to find me.
Hey, take it easy.
Oh, wow. He's going to take you out to dinner first?
Take it easy, giving out your number. This bee will fall for anything.
I have a family. Do you want to go out to dinner? Give me your number.
What's your number?
Because we got to figure out.
You can pay for the ticket over dinner that you pay for.
You're my most beautiful since midnight. I've had nobody good looking. You're my first one. Do you want to go to dinner? What's your number?
You want to go to dinner on a heart-shaped bed?
No.
Yes.
Because we have to figure out how I'm going to pay him. I can't pay him.
We have to figure this out with the hotel room.
He's already booked.
We got to figure out how payment. Wait, now this guy's saying, hey, let's figure out really how you pay me.
Yeah, they got a hot tub in the shape of a heart.
No. Yeah, you could have just got like his Venmo or something.
Right, except this guy's smarter than that.
He didn't have Venmo.
Sure, he doesn't.
He didn't have Venmo.
He only accepts cash by candlelight.
By hot girls.
Yeah.
All right,
I saw the ticket. I saw the actual ticket, so, I mean, it's not like he was lying about how much his ticket cost, because I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah, but for him to say, let's meet up and discuss ways you can pay me back.
Yeah, he'd like to see something else with his own eyes.
Right.
As payment.
Okay, babe, I love you. I'll see you in
I'll
see you shortly.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, you know?
I know.
Yeah, I know. It's the JV Show. I was going to say, let's not do the misspelled tattoo thing. Because I feel bad for Graham. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be in here with us, but at the same time, he would have to run, handle phones, and it's a back and forth, and it's too difficult. Graham, let's just do this one call. Come on in here, buddy. We'll just do one. Poor guy's running, you know, back and forth. It's a lot.
It's okay that he's in great shape, supposedly. He can handle it.
You like seeing him go through hell, don't you?
I do.
By the way, why are we talking about the misspelled tattoos?
Okay, so I haven't watched Why did that sound so weird? I haven't watched the Black Ink Crew in hella long, but I saw online that Donna on the show, she misspelled a word on somebody's tattoo and she had a total meltdown. Like, she got angry because people were calling her out for it. She felt horrible about it. She went home and cried. The word she misspelled was perseverance. And she really screwed up because she didn't ask the client for approval first. Like, she just wrote it out and she did it.
Wow. This is another one. Is it the tattoo artist is it their responsibility always to check on that? Or if someone brings something in, for example, hey, put this on me. Should they be looking at it? Should they be checking for spelling?
I mean, I'm just doing what the, I'm delivering what the client wants, right? I mean, this is okay. What they asked me to put on my, no, I would want them spell checking a little bit.
I think maybe you should just try.
A, I think, yeah. I think try.
Hey, is this how you want it? Because most people spell it this way.
And we were going to open up the phone lines. I said, hey, coming up, we might take some calls here on misspelled tattoos. And we already have people here.
Okay, so I've got two calls on hold. One of okay. them is an actual misspelling. Mm-hmm. Our first call, and then line two is... That is a misdone symbol. They asked for okay. one symbol and they got
we'll go
a different
to the
symbol.
Spelling first. Elena, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. So you have a misspelled tattoo?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what is it?
So I'm Guatemalan in Chinese, and when I turned 18, I wanted to get Guatemalan on my back.
Yeah.
And I asked my mom how to spell it. I didn't tell her what it was for, and she spelled it out Guatemalan.
Guatemalan.
Oh my God.
Guatemalan people are not called Guatemalan.
Right. And then you're going to keep it? Do you have, where's it at? Where's it located?
It's on my lower back. It's a tramp stamp and it's in cursive. So it's not really obvious unless you really look at it. And if right. people know that it's supposed to say Guatemalan.
Are you self-conscious yeah. though? Like if you're out at a pool or something, are you like, oh, please don't read. Please don't read.
Nobody really asks what it is to say. They just say, oh, okay, cool tattoo. They don't really like go to read the cursive.
Yeah.
So the cursive kind of saved me.
Do you feel like the artist should have been like, is it supposed to say Guatemalan? Or do you feel like that's what you brought?
I was 18 at the time, so I would have hoped they would have corrected me, but I don't know. I guess maybe they didn't know either, because when I was younger, you know, most races were not really known, a lot of different races to know, because even my mom didn't know it's Guatemalan instead of Guatemalan.
And this is so wrong. Graham just whispered in my ear. He goes, you know, tattoo artists are not the smartest people. We can't.
I'm just kidding on that one.
We can't expect kidding. Them to do things right. They don't know what they're saying or doing. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So you have a symbol that's messed up?
I do. I was a foolish 18-year-old in Cancun after drinking a foot-long margarita.
Great! And what did you get?
And, I wanted a sunflower with a peace sign in the middle, and next thing I know, I'm showing it to another tattoo artist in the States, and he's all, that's great, but that's not a peace sign.
Oh!
What? And I was like, what?
What is
and
it?
And there's no line down the middle, so it's a freaking Mercedes sign.
I love it.
Mercedes sign.
Oh, no.
But that's an easy fix, at least, right?
You just did you fix
add,
it?
Add something?
Oh, the lines are too thick, so I can't put another line down the middle.
So
I kept it. I'm now 42, and it's a great thing to show my children what not to do.
Right. All right, thank you. Yeah, you got to know. Don't have a foot-long drink and get a tattoo.
Yeah.
In Mexico.
Oh, my God. I would be so devastated if that happened to me.
That's hilarious.
There's been a couple times I've been really drunk in Mexico, and all of us were like, we're going to get a tattoo. I've been really close
tattoos
a couple of times.
Tattoos always sound like a good idea
they
when you're
do
drunk.
They do when you're drunk.
And, you're
and especially you're with a group and you're in Mexico. Let's do it. Yeah,
matching ones for everyone.
But you just don't know if, you know, maybe this shop is under strict standards or if they're like, I don't know these people. I don't care. I'm double dipping on the ink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little case of hepatitis for you. So what?
Here's your Mercedes logo. Get up. Yeah. Move on.
So Natasha was saying she just got this driver a ticket, kind of. And she was taking Uber and the Uber driver was like, okay, I'll get you in front of the building, although I'm not supposed to stop there. He got a $120 ticket. Raul checked in saying, you know what? As a driver, people rate me badly all the time because there are zones that we're not supposed to drop people off in, so I'll drop them off across the street where I'm supposed to, so they're ripping me, and now I have a bad rating. That sucks.
Well,
that does suck.
You want that
what
tip?
Do you mean,
break
Will?
The law.
Stop. No, but he shouldn't break the law.
Yeah, but I still expect my driver to do it. Like, the customer's always right.
Wow. Speaking of something related, the food delivery thing, that where people, this is an ongoing thing, do not bring my food or my deliveries up to my door.
Yeah.
First question, why does Amazon always do it? I swear to God, 100% of the time when we order something from Amazon, always can make it to the door. No excuses, no nothing.
Anyone else, they're calling before they even get close to the house. Yeah, I'm down here. I've been driving around. There's no parking. You come out. I'll be down at such and such and such and such. And I want to say to them every time, why does Amazon make it to my door and every other service can't?
I wonder if it's, then this is just an idea off the top of my head, but, you know, like FedEx, UPS, I'm assuming Amazon, same thing. If they shut it down and double park in the city and get a ticket, the company pays that. Now, these people delivering food are using their own personal vehicle, and I don't know if those companies will reimburse them for tickets for double parking
and
breaking the law, because I remember reading like what FedEx spends a year on San Francisco parking tickets, and the number is astronomical. They just have that written into their budget that they're going to spend $1 million on parking tickets this year. I can't remember. It was like 500,000 or a million or more. I can't remember what it was, but it was a huge number. I wonder if these food delivery apps don't do that.
But didn't you say there's also been times where you go downstairs and there's so much parking. They just didn't want to get out of the car.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
I think it's because if you're an Amazon driver, also like...
It's a reputation.
Exactly. You're going to be held accountable by the company. DoorDash or whatever, they don't care.
I kind of feel like that more. Like Amazon is strict with their employees. Like, get the delivery done. By the way, I've decided, though, I don't get mad. If someone says I'm having trouble, I just go down and I'm a nice person. It was a difficult transition, but if they're like, hey, you know, I can't, I don't get mad. I just go down. I go down yesterday and this guy is pulled over to the side, and then I'm just nice. I'm like, hey, I know it's a tough area, and I'm getting the food. He goes, yeah. He goes, thanks for coming down. He goes, do you want this other food right here? I'm gonna go, what do you mean other food? Like, what is that?
Stole it from another customer?
That's what I was wondering. I go, why? Because there's like two other. Well, it seemed to be two other pretty big bags, and I said, what is it? He goes, I can't, there's some areas I can't pull over, and these people just screamed at me, and like, there's nothing that I can do, and I have to move on. And it's this older guy, he's like upper 60s, who's trying his best. And I go, I'm sorry you go through that. And I said, why don't you eat this? He goes, I work 16 hours a day. He goes, I don't even have time. If I could eat this, I would, but please take it. I was like,
God. Everybody else eats while they're delivering. They eat the food. They are delivering.
This guy, shows this guy's just trying to, you know, he's doing his best. So I feel bad for ever having any anger. Some people legit are just trying their best out there, and we're all being a-holes. We live in a world where like, bring it right to my foot. Hail Caesar.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't walk to you, not even 5 steps.
I won't even get off the couch. I'm just going to use this app because I can't walk 10 steps.
And we get so mad.
Did you eat it, though? Did you get the extra food?
I was going to bring it to here to see if you guys wanted it. I'm not a big sandwich guy. It's massive sandwiches, like about 15 of them.
Oh,
I forgot.
You got to eat those while they're fresh, though. Yeah. Next day sandwich.
You think next day sandwich isn't, especially if there's like, some cranberry in there, it's getting soggy, stuff like that.
I'll still eat it.
I didn't think you I thought I could go home and bring it back if it was Graham that wanted it. Not for you.
Wow, thanks, of course.
I'm out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Dua Lipa. I love Dua Lipa. So she's got a man?
Supposedly, we don't really know, but
find out for me.
You're married, so
what does that have to do with
it? Then why does it matter if she's single or not?
Because your wife, you're bringing up silly stuff like my marriage.
Your wife?
That should not get in the way right now while she's not listening.
Right. My
trivial,
bad.
Selena,
my
trivial.
Bad.
Thank you. Is that picture of her in the dress up or no?
No, it's, okay. It's not up.
No, it doesn't have to be, but you showed us a picture of her in a dress. The slit was up to her throat.
Her chin, yep.
Very nice dress. Wild 94.9, who is this?
Hi, my name is Nina.
Nina, how are you today?
Well, thank you. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Guess what? You're the winner, color number 94.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Woo. So, Ronnie Chang, I watched his Netflix special. It is hilarious. You might recognize him in Crazy Rich Asians as well. You and a friend are going to have a great time seeing him, okay?
Lovely. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Hang on there. Your tickets for him, they're on sale today through LiveNation.com.
Hottest things.
What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
And today's Hottest Trending is all brought to us by Squeeze.com Juice Cleanses. Order yours today. So people are blasting Kylie Jenner for trying to look like Beyonce.
Okay.
So I don't know if she was actually trying to look like Beyonce. My guess is she didn't go to like a stylist or whatever and say, make me look like Beyonce. That's what I think. But when I show you this picture, you're going to be blown away.
At the similarities?
Yes. Okay. So this is at thejvshow.com. Okay. I am first going to show you a picture of Beyonce. Okay, here's Beyonce.
All right.
Everybody knows what she looks
That's
like.
Beyonce.
Right?
All right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm going to get to what Kylie posted. There's Kylie. Mm. There is Kylie looking a lot like her. Mm. So here's where the issue is. Beyonce obviously is a black woman. Kylie is not. So now Kylie's getting attacked again for cultural appropriation.
Okay. Your thoughts?
I don't think she intended to try to look like Beyonce.
But if you're a judge and you have a gavel and you have to say guilty or not guilty.
You look exactly like Beyonce.
Oh, so guilty.
That's all I'm saying. The photos are at thejvshow.com. So Pete Davidson says that Ariana Grande is the reason paparazzi follows him around. So he went on Hot Ones. By the way, JV, could you ever do that? I know how much you love spicy stuff. Where they do the interviews and they're eating like the spiciest of the spicy.
I don't like it because
wings.
Graham and I have done all this on the Doghouse. It's nothing new.
Been done.
We've eaten all this hot stuff. So what else?
A lot of it.
And so he's on Hot Ones.
I didn't mean to bring up. I didn't know it was a sensitive subject. I'm sorry.
I just hate when people ask me about, dude, there's this new thing. They're like eating bugs, tasing each other. They're eating really hot stuff. Yeah, we've done all that.
Done it.
I didn't know. My God. Mm-hmm. So Pete was talking about how annoying it is being followed around by the photogs all the time.
It's really annoying because, like, I live in Staten Island and they come there now because, like, Ariana Grande made me all famous and stuff. So she, like, it's all her fault. It sucks. It's so embarrassing because, like, I have a family that, like, my mom has to go to work, you know, and there's these weirdos outside. And it's embarrassing and it sucks. And I like to smoke weed and be high in public. And it's very scary when someone's like, because, you know, you feel like you're in the future.
JV, imagine
It's not
that.
Embarrassing that you keep talking about living in your mom's basement and you're getting high every day in your mom's basement.
He's living the dream, JV. Living the dream.
I think that's awesome. You have all this money and you don't got to pay rent. And
that's true.
Smoke weed every day.
Did you see the tour he gave?
I saw some of it, yes.
It's pretty nice. It's not. He didn't have far to walk.
Yeah.
He's like, so over here is where I hang my shirts and over here is where I play games. But it is dope. Like, he redid the bathroom and everything, and it's nice.
He's got
it's
enough
weird.
Money to have his own place. Go save out and spread your wings. I
Very
understand
weird.
If you're at home and you're barely scraping by and
you
need to save money on rent. He's got the money.
When he was with Ariana Grande, maybe he's still trying to recover from that, because remember he had moved out of his mom's house to move in with her. Things fell apart. She kicked him out and had to move back into mom's. Maybe that
you know
really...
what? I can't really say anything. I did the same thing after a breakup. Moved back with mom. I first cried on her chest for, you know,
a
couple of days. And then I just went back to my room.
I'll be in my room if
24.
You need me, mom.
Slam the door.
I was 24 when that happened. Don't tell me. What time do I have to get up? Okay. Don't tell me anything else.
What's for dinner, though? Okay, I'm going to go back to my room and cry.
Don't tell me anything except what time is dinner.
By the way, just really quick, everybody's talking about Ariana Grande getting swatted. Everybody knows that's when somebody places a fake 911 call.
Yeah.
Somebody had called 911 saying that there was a shooting in progress at Ariana's place. Cops, they were kind of hesitant at first because Ariana's been swatted before, but they did send a couple cop cars. Ariana wasn't even there. Obviously, there was nothing going on, but they say they are going to investigate to see who made the call.
Around the time I went back to live with my mom, swatted means something else, meant something else. Meant Selena tries to bring it to the hole, and I just slap it to the next part.
You swat it out of there.
Yeah,
don't bring that junk in my house.
Don't bring that here.
I must protect this house
at all costs.
But what time?
Do you know what we're talking about?
I have no idea. What did I bring?
Selena, you tried to bring it to the hole, and you got swatted so hard, I threw it to the next block.
What did you swat? What did I try to bring to the hole?
Seriously?
She just doesn't know.
No.
When's the last time they said swatted, though? Do they still say that ever, Graham?
I think they probably still do here and there.
Yeah.
Rejected.
Rejected is
probably
is the bigger,
used more.
Try, blocks. Selena. Try to bring it to the hole.
I'm bringing it. Here
oh,
I go
you're going
to
get rejected by Graham now from Graham.
Why?
Don't bring that junk in my house.
Why? So is it in a house or in a park? I'm confused.
What do you got, Graham?
The Vatican has
It's basketball. You trying to come in and bring it, you know, right to the hole. I just
get
swat
stuffed.
You.
The Vatican has just confirmed its first case of the coronavirus. The Vatican, if you don't know, is where the Pope lives. It's a walled city-state in Italy. And recently, the Pope had canceled some of his appearances over coronavirus concerns. And then it was reported that he himself had come down with a bit of a sickness, but they said it was just the common cold. And he was seen coughing and blowing his nose at some recent services. Well, now a priest that lives at the Vatican has been put into quarantine after he tested positive for it. Some of the offices that he's worked in have been closed to be, what they say, sanitized. baptized. But are you guys a little worried about the Pope? He's 83 years old, and I guess in the past he had to have a piece of his lung removed over an illness when he was younger.
And this is a respiratory thing.
It
is. So if this priest gets too close to the Pope or hide your kids, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that could happen here.
Right. But it's not that big of a place, Vatican City. They may have already, you know, crossed paths or contaminated.
Yeah. What are you more worried about, though? The Pope? Or your kids. I'm kidding.
My kids.
That's a joke.
Wow. You That's a little. It's supposed to say you can't decide. Choose.
Little popey pope jokey
joke. You can't decide.
Yeah, just a little joke. Anything else, Graham?
Yeah, the San Francisco Fire Department reported yesterday they had a fire that broke out in a 13-story residential complex at around 4:45 in the morning. Heavy smoke was reported on several floors of the building. Firefighters, they actually had to rescue two people and a dog. One of them had to be hospitalized. Hopefully it wasn't the dog. They were able to contain the spread of the fire very quickly and limit any damage to the building, and it took firefighters only a couple minutes to figure out what had caused the whole thing. And of course, it was an electric scooter.
Okay.
Are you serious?
I want these things banned. This Thank is you. Why. They are very dangerous. House fires.
A resident had plugged one of these things in and was charging it in their apartment, and the battery blew up and caught fire. Firefighters tweeted later, here's the good news. The dog and the person hospitalized were both doing good.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.